A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the spring 2019 issue on Seeking Racial Justice. Opening Wide Our Hearts, The Enduring Call to Love by Marie Furman. Marie Furman is the Evangelization and Catechesis Specialist at the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. She holds an M.A. in Systematic and Moral Theology from Christendom College Graduate School of Theology. She previously worked as the Coordinator of Faith Formation and Director of Youth Ministry in a Catholic church in Silver Spring, Maryland. In November 2018, the U.S. Catholic bishops released Open Wide Our Hearts, The Enduring Call to Love, a pastoral letter against racism, in which they highlight the importance of acknowledging and understanding the reality of racism in the United States. The letter reaffirms the fundamental moral truth of the dignity and sanctity of human life and applies this Catholic social teaching to the issue of racism today. The bishops state that, quote, "the persistence of the evil of racism is why we are writing this letter now. People are still being harmed, so action is still needed," unquote. Open Wide Our Hearts begins by defining racism and highlights how racism and prejudice have affected countless minority groups in our nation's history. The letter delves into the experiences of three communities in particular, Native, Hispanic, and African Americans. In identifying and briefly unpacking the experience of each community, Open Wide Our Hearts traces how prejudice and persecution of the past continues to manifest. The letter bridges the gap in understanding how individual acts of racism contribute to structures of institutional racism. The U.S. bishops outline the process for addressing racism, highlighting the need for individual conversion, acknowledging past failures, and committing to take concrete action. Throughout Open Wide Our Hearts, the bishops highlight the necessity of individual conversion in combating structural and institutional racism. While the relationship between individual conversion and structural change may not seem obvious, it is rooted in the Church's teaching that individual actions have communal consequences and, quote, "the cumulative effects of personal sins of racism have led to social structures of injustice and violence that make us all accomplices in racism," unquote. Demonstrating how specific acts of racism have produced modern structures of discrimination, the bishops write, quote, "the poverty experienced by many of these communities has its roots in racist policies that continue to impede the ability of people to find affordable housing, meaningful work, adequate education, and social mobility," unquote. Consequently, the bishops urge us to consider the reality of institutional racism within its proper historical context, warning us not to view elements of the topic in isolation. Instead, we are urged to consider which elements of discriminatory institutions of the past remain in modern structures of society. Open Wide Our Hearts acknowledges the temptation to dismiss this personal call to conversion. However, as the title suggests, the pastoral letter encourages us to approach the topic of racism with an open heart and to consider the experiences of those whose lives and perspectives may be radically different from our own. Open Wide Our Hearts emphasizes that, quote, "all of us are in need of personal ongoing conversion. Our churches and our civic and social institutions are in need of ongoing reform. If racism is confronted by addressing its causes and the injustice it produces, then healing can occur," unquote. As society is made up of individual persons, changing societal systems is inextricable from individual conversion. Laws and policies can change, but without genuine conversion of heart, the threat of backsliding looms. The U.S. Catholic bishops recognize that conversion can be an extraordinarily difficult, even painful process, one that requires great humility and love. Thus, the bishops set the example and dedicate a section of Open Wide Our Hearts to acknowledge acts of racism committed by past leaders of the Catholic Church and subsequently outline the process of conversion. Quote, "We must be honest with ourselves. Each of us should examine our conscience and ask if these fruits of the Holy Spirit are really present in our attitudes about race." Unquote. Open Wide Our Hearts calls on all of us to consider how we may have been cooperating with racism, consciously or unconsciously, in ways that have gone unnoticed. As, quote, "racism can often be found in our hearts, in many cases placed there unwillingly or unknowingly by our upbringing and culture," quote, "part of our own self-reflection may require that we consider how our friends, family, and personal habits may be affecting our attitudes about race. Catholic social teaching aims to guide the mechanisms that drive our political and social life based on the fundamental truths of the Catholic faith. The principles found in Catholic social teaching direct individuals in discerning what is best to do in their particular circumstances. Any discussion of social justice rests on the fundamental principle that human beings are the foundation, cause, and end of every social institution. Discerning the good of the individual person is vital in determining the common good of society. The two should not be at odds, but in unity with each other. Thus, social institutions should be ordered to the common good of the individual person. Catholic social teaching is not static, but dynamic, with permanently true principles that can be applied to specific circumstances. The bishops emphasize that, quote, "racism is a moral problem that requires a moral remedy, a transformation of the human heart that impels us to act," unquote. Racist actions, words, and thoughts reveal a rejection or trivialization of the dignity that each person inherently possesses by his or her very nature. Yet, as the letter points out, quote, "too many good and faithful Catholics remain unaware of the connection between institutional racism and the continued erosion of the sanctity of life," unquote. By explicitly stating that, quote, "racism is a life issue," unquote, the discussion transcends politics and is recontextualized within the Church's foundational teaching of the dignity of all human life, which permeates every principle and application of Catholic social teaching. While it can be difficult to untangle the issue of racism from modern political connotations, Open Wide Our Hearts prioritizes the need to actively confront racism through personal conversion and reorientation to Christ. What is needed, what we are calling for, is a genuine conversion of heart, a conversion that will compel change and the reform of our institutions and society. The reality of racism in modern society highlights the reality that there is still substantial work to be done, work that begins in the individual heart.